Blog Talk Radio. You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back, relax, and unwind as we entertain you with the latest in entertainment news and current topics. Once again, you are listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone. You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio for August 10th, 2008. I am Classy Diva, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as I do every Sunday at 6 p.m. Standard Time. We got a great show for you today. This evening we have joining us Leanne Farr and Blogzilla. So once again, we want to welcome you to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who do want to call in, put a call at 347-677-1412. 347-677-1112. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. Work week got you down? Well, come on over to Hump Day Highlights every Wednesday at VIA. Come and experience a new evening with us at this innovative food and bar venue located in the center of Buckhead. Ladies, you do drink free from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Also, we have $2 drafts, $5 vodka specials with $6 martinis, and you also get 50% off of brick oven pizzas. Free entry and valet parking from 6 to 11. You can find VIA at 262 Bar Road. Thank everybody for joining us late on Say What Now with Classy Diva on this beautiful Sunday. We do have an interesting show for you today where we're going to be talking about Waiting to Exhale, the breakup edition. We're going to be talking about signs that you are about to have a breakup. We're also going to be talking about how to break up with someone as well as how to get through the breakup. We also would like to give you our call-in number. Our call-in number is 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. The first thing we're going to do is start with the Blogzilla with the Entertainment Report. What's going on, Entertainment Blogzilla?
There's a whole bunch going on. It's actually a tragic weekend. I know a lot of people heard yesterday. We lost Bernie Mac, one of the great comedians, you know, famous for telling people that I ain't scared of you MSs and kick it. And today, unfortunately, we lost Isaac Hayes, one of the great long riders and singers. And everything else is just minor in comparison to losing those two legends. That's what's going on in hip hop and entertainment, really. I mean, losing them is a big, very big.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a sad day for that to happen. And when I even heard about Isaac today, I was kind of sad because I'm really close with his son that actually stays in Atlanta, Ike Dirty. So I definitely want to give condolences to the family, and hopefully they can get through it because I totally understand how it is really bad to lose a loved one. We also know this week that school just started for a lot of kids, and a lot of the celebrities are actually giving back. Going to school, we have T.I. that did have a drive. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I actually did. My people just down there.
Okay, and also I know Ludacris has done something today as well to assist with that. So we definitely have a lot of things that are going on in entertainment this week. And also, tell me about your website again.
It's blogzilla.com, B-L-O-G-L-L-A, the sexual intellectual swagger. Also, entertainment that I have is Jay-Z is about to record the Blueprint 3, and Kanye West is pretty much doing the whole album. And this is like a throwback back to the classic albums of the 90s, where rapper used to do an album with one producer, i.e. like Cool Dog, the Dog was out with Dr. Dre, and kind of Wu-Tang shit with the RZA, so this is kind of monumental, because Kanye is pretty much the whole album. And I can't wait for that to pop off, too.
Oh, that is totally awesome. Well, the first thing I want is I want to introduce our special guest host for today. So if you don't mind holding block still, let's get that intro and let me introduce our special guest host, okay?
Leanne Fox is the founder and editor-in-chief of The Makeup Girl. She is a professional makeup artist and former successful print and editorial model who has lived in New York and Los Angeles. She has over 20 years of experience in working with makeup and skincare and offers on-location services for clients in D.C. metro area where she is currently being based. Leanne started The Makeup Girl in April of 2006, and it has become one of the fastest growing resources for beauty advice and product reviews on the net. The site currently has over 40,000 unique visitors monthly and has been featured in About.com Best Beauty Blog. Leanne's writing has a way of making you feel like you are her best friend and she is over for a girl's night in, says freelance writer and multimedia artist Susan Ocho. Leanne has also and always wanted an outlet to share all the tips and tricks she's learned as a model and beauty professional. A self-confessed product junkie, Leanne loves to try new things and is fully willing to be a guinea pig just for you. If you have any questions or would like her to answer any questions, you can definitely give her a contact at her website, which is www.themakeupgirl.typepad.com.
Hi, Leanne. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I definitely will thank you so much for joining us today on Say What Now with Classy Diva. Can you tell us a little bit more about your website and what you do?
I started out as a makeup artist and kind of fell into the blogging part because I, like so many other women I know, are beauty junkies, and I just started writing about what I use, and it just kind of took off from there. Now I do a lot more consulting. I do a little blog consulting about people that want to maybe get into blogging, I do a little bit of helping them out with setting everything up and the whole nine. But basically, the main reason why I do it is because of my love for beauty products.
Okay, and what would you say your most favorite beauty product right now?
Oh, wow. Right now, I am in love with sort of darker lipsticks. Like, there's a couple out that I like right now, but I don't think that they're available yet, so I don't really want to say, but the darker lipsticks, definitely. And this, also this new thing that I just got from Ojan, and it's called Tawaka, and it's a ball. It looks like a giant ball of, like, one of those chocolate oranges that you get at Christmas, and you use it in the shower, and it's an exfoliator. And I thought that it would slip out of my hand when I started using it, but it doesn't. You can hold it, and you just rub it all over your body in the shower, and it smells great, and it works really good.
I don't know if it's just me, but she said balls in the shower and rub it all over your body, and I'm just, I love it.
Oh, God, Billy, you are so silly.
If you said it's a chocolate ball, you put it in your hand. I thought it was going to slip out, but I love it, and I rub it all over my body.
Wow. You just turned that all the way around.
Well, we might need to do business.
Well, can you give us your website one more time?
Yeah, it's www.themakeupgirlblog.com.
Okay, thank you so much. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to go right into the topic for today.
Okay.
Hello, world. My name is Darren Rich.
And I am Israel Jacobs.
We write.
We speak.
And we teach. We are the Rich Jacobs Company. And as well, world, look out for our highly anticipated theatrical production. You paint the picture.
Paint the picture, ladies. This is for you guys. It is from a man's perspective. How a woman is supposed to be treated. Ladies, this is a must-see.
For more information about the Rich Jacobs Company, go to their website at www.therichjacobscompany.com. Think you know everything about sex? funny. You think you do, but you have no idea. Go to blogzilla.com, the sexual intellectual, to learn the latest things that are going on in the sexual revolution. Blogzilla.com. BLOGXILLA.com.
I want to welcome everybody back to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are just tuning in, the topic for today is Waiting to Exhale, the Breakup Edition. We're going to get the signs that somebody's about to break up with you. We're going to try to keep it as lighthearted and funny as possible, but at the same time, I don't know what's going on, but I think it's breakup season because everybody around me is falling out. We're also going to talk about how to break up with someone and also how to get through a breakup. They call in, and we definitely do encourage for people to call in. Our number is 347-677-1412, 767-1412. So I want to start with Leanne. Leanne, yes, how do you feel overall about breaking up or signs of that people are going to break up?
I mean, breaking up is never easy, but I think as long as you handle it in a classy manner and understand that there's always something, even if it was a bad relationship or something that you feel was a bad relationship, that there's always something that you can take away from it so that you can learn and grow for the next time instead of making it like, you know, oh, my God, I can't believe he did this to me and, you know, and internalizing it and making it so, you know, personal, even though it is a personal thing, you know, when you're breaking up with somebody, you sort of have to step out of it and just compartmentalize it so that you can, you know, so that you can take what you can learn from it and move on. Otherwise, you'll just end up being, you know, bitter. Nobody likes that. Right.
How do you, I know that's right. How do you feel about it, Blockzilla?
Well, about breaking up, what are signs of breaking up? Like,
yeah, the signs of breaking up.
Well, the signs are there. It's just for the people to actually recognize the signs. Because when a relationship goes bad, you know, the sex tends to die down. You know, the kisses and the I love yous tend to die down, a reference to when they're at the beginning of the relationship. And a major sign for a guy that you're about to break up is if you're laying in bed and your heart is a rock and she's not doing anything to settle or handle your hardness. That's a key sign for men.
Okay.
That's a pretty good sign.
That is a really, really good sign. I actually went to xman.com, and they did list 10 signs that should be clues to you that somebody is attempting to break up with you. Number 10, they did state lack of contact. Number 9, there's no talk of the future. Number 8, there's a lack of effort. Number 7, they fight dirty. Number 6, they do fight a little bit too quickly.
I want to touch on the last two. Fight dirty, like saying stuff like you suck in bed or your mother's cock-eyed it. Like that's fighting dirty. And like,
yeah.
And what was the next one? They fight too quickly, like fighting over dumb stuff. Like if I left like if I left my cup on the counter right next to the sink and then we having a big argument because my cup's on the counter instead of just putting it in the sink. Yeah, that's definitely a sign.
Yeah.
That might not be a sign that you're about to break up, but it's probably a sign that you should break up.
Leanne, do you have an example of something that's happened that showed you as far as what we've talked about as far as somebody trying to start an argument with you over something that's extremely stupid?
Yeah, very trivial. Yeah, absolutely. I will just say my last relationship, he did sort of pick a fight with me. And it was really over something that was like about the kids or something like that, because we both have children. It was just like, well, you didn't tell me that you were coming to, you know, what. It was just stupid. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I already thought I said, you know, so it was just like one of those things where it was just like, wow, okay. He's picking a fight with me. You know what I mean? So then it was just like, is something going on? nope, everything's fine. And he didn't talk about it. So.
Oh, wow.
You know,
yeah.
He didn't talk about it at all. So. So basically, you know, I'm the one who pulled the trigger because it was just like, you know, it's like obviously there's something wrong and you're not saying that there's anything wrong. So, you know, there's no point in continuing on, even though we had been together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand that. And I want to say that an element they were talking about is fighting in public. There's nothing worse than going into a restaurant and seeing a couple yelling and screaming and hollering at each other.
Right.
See, and now, again, with that, I don't think that's a sign that you're about to break up. I think that's a sign that you should break up.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And why don't you indulge us a little bit on that, between those two,
like
signs that you should and signs that you are.
A sign that you should break up is fighting in public. A sign that you're about to break up is that you open your closet and, like, half of her clothes are gone. That's a sign that you're about to break up. A sign that you're about to break up is that you call her and she doesn't pick up the phone, or if you call him and he's not returning your phone calls. That's a sign that you're about to break up. A sign that you should break up is like you're fighting in public, or you're fighting for stupid stuff, or you know you guys can't never have a decent conversation. You're on the phone and it's just like this. And that, you know, that's a sign that you should break up.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what is saying for the number four reason that's a sign that is to break up is yearning for independence. It's like you get used to, when you're in a relationship, always having, you know, that person with you, but all of a sudden if your mate is like, I need my space, I need to go, why do you have to go everywhere with me? They're yearning for their independence, and I do think that that's also a sign, you know, that you're about to break up. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, that is. I mean, if someone keeps saying, you know, I'm from a guy's perspective, you're not my daddy, or you don't control me, or ain't no ring on my finger. Yeah. Chances are she's about to be bent over and backwards on somebody else's couch and not yours.
Mhm, mhm. Or you don't tell me what to do. I'm a grown ass man. How about that one?
Exactly. I'm not wearing that purple shirt to the gym. You're not gonna make me. I'm a grown ass man, dog. I wish a nigga would. It's like, nah.
Leanne, if you want to touch on that.
Yeah, I think that definitely, I mean, I think that people in a relationship need to maintain their own independence anyway. And so, you know, that being said, like, I like to, you know, do what I like to do and go where I like to go without anybody saying anything about it. I mean, but to a certain extent, not to the point where it disrespects the person that I'm with.
Leanne, how can one maintain their independence in a relationship if everything's supposed to be togetherness?
Well, it is supposed to be togetherness, but you're still an individual. You're still a person. You still have things that you like to do and things that you and ways that you like to approach certain situations.
So
I mean, there's a way to be independent and be together at the same time. I think you just have to keep a hold of your identity. And that doesn't mean, you know, go out with your girls every single night. It just means, you know, like having something for yourself that you like to do, that's yours.
Yeah. I like for my girl to go out. Like, I want her to go out at least once a month or every other week with her girlfriends, because I don't want to feel like, I don't want her to get tired of me. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I was watching an episode of Seinfeld where George goes in and he says a joke, they laugh, and then he leaves. And I'm like, that's exactly how it should be. Hey, baby, we had some amazing sex. I'm leaving. I don't want you to get upset with me because, you know, I don't want that. I just want to get in, leave you with a wow, and then leave.
Okay, you guys. That's funny. I actually got two great examples of this whole independence thing with men. I actually had a friend, to surprise her boyfriend, she actually booked them a flight and got them hotels, a whole nice vacation in Puerto Rico. They went to Puerto Rico, and he got upset with her because he wanted her to give him space while they were on vacation. He told her, you know, I can't even go out. He told her, I can't even go out to the beach and think because you're wanting to go out here with me. I'm sorry. I thought this was a vacation for both of us.
You know what
that
is?
Oh, my God. That is, thanks for the free trip. I'm breaking up with you.
That's a sign that you're about to break up.
Right.
That's what that is.
Because she told me that. I was like, he seriously told you that after you sat there and paid for the trip, and it's a trip for you guys, but he wants you to give him space. Yeah, that was smart. And I also want to talk about this, and Blockzilla, I'm going to definitely get you to take the lead on this one as far as a sign. I had another girlfriend who had a boyfriend, and his cell phone kept ringing, then a text message came through, and she picked it up and looked at it, and he wanted to break up with her because he said she wasn't respecting his privacy.
Absolutely. You don't do that. You don't check anybody's cell phone. I mean, regardless, he probably should have answered it and nipped it in the bud, say, hey, I'm busy, or I'm chilling with my girl, I'm going to call you back. But even if he doesn't say that, you still don't check nobody's cell phone if that hasn't been declared in a relationship. I would never. I don't even pick people's phones up and hand it to them unless they say, "Can you hand me my phone when it's ringing?" You don't check somebody's cell phone. That's just complete violation. Now, a way to break up with somebody, like if you want to break up with somebody, like you're through with the relationship, but you don't want to be the bad guy to say, "Look, bitch, I don't want to be with you anymore."
Why does it have to be like that?
I just said that for shock value. Then what you do is you check their cell phone. You check their cell phone, and then they'll break up with you, and you won't have to be the bad guy.
Wow.
That's a good surefire way. Just check their cell phone, and then you know, get like their aunt or their cousin, and say, "Who is this bitch? Why is Ingrid calling you? That's my mother. Why the bitch calling you at 11 o'clock?"
Guys. We actually have somebody on the line that also wants to tune in on what we're saying. We actually have a caller from 662. 662, are you there? Hello, 662, are you there? 662-897, are you there?
Yeah, hello. This is Richie from California. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Okay, they hung up. Whoever they were, I guess they didn't want to talk, but it's all good.
I'm going
into the chat. I'm sorry?
I was trying.
Oh, it's okay. I actually got somebody in the chat room right now, East Point, who also was just laughing about that comment I made about the trip to Puerto Rico. He said that she shouldn't have took him to Puerto Rico. He just wanted some Alan Punani.
That's all.
So I thought that was
exactly.
I wanted to touch base on that, on what he said. Also, if anybody else wants to call in, you can totally call in. Our number is 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
Tired of being laid off, downsized, or replaced? Be your own boss. Right now, CorpOrLLC.com will prepare your articles for your corporation or LLC for free. We are your one-stop shop for your small business needs. CorpOrLLC.com offers logo design, website design, virtual office, business plans, 501c3 completion, executive assistance, business cards, and so much more. Call now, 866-966-0722. That's 866-966-0722. Or visit us online at www.corporllc.com. That's www.corporllc.com. CorpOrLLC.com, the first step in small business. You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure to visit our radio show every Sunday at 6 p.m. just by setting a reminder at what you're looking at right now. Any questions, comments, or concerns can be emailed to me at klmc1997@gmail.com. Also, make sure to check out our blog at Classy Diva, and Diva is spelled DEEVA.blogspot.com. Now back to the show that's already in progress. Waiting Out Love, Crystal Starkey. You said that you loved me, and I said that I loved you. We are not together anymore, but boy, I wish we were, because it's killing me now. My heart is falling apart. I don't know what to do. All I can do is think about you. I asked you not to get attached with another girl, but it looks like you already started too. My mind is telling me to go left, but my heart is saying to go right, and it's all confusion to me. You told me 2 years ago that your heart belongs to me and mine belongs to you. But the real question is, would that ever be true? We let things get in our way. We let people get between us. And now I wish that it wasn't that way. All we can do now is wait and see what happens. But the question is, will I ever be able to wait for you?
Alrighty.
Okay, you guys, thank you very much, and welcome back to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. That poem that you just heard was actually a poem about breaking up. I don't know if you guys caught on yet, but every show that I do also play a poem that is in regards to what we're talking about. Also, if you would like to call in, you can totally do so. Their number is 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. Okay, there are two more things I want us to talk about before we talk about how to break up with somebody. And these are the top two that is a sign that you are about to break up. Number one, drum roll. It's change in perception. How do you feel about that, Leanne?
A change in perception in what way? In the way that he perceives or he or she perceives you or the relationship or just the way they act?
Just the way that you perceive them. Like, remember how I used to think that his little mannerisms were so cute? Well, now you don't.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get it. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think so. I mean, I think that when people, that's when you start to sort of like fall out of love with somebody. And if you, and if, you know, and when you start complaining about it more so than you are sort of like embracing it, because obviously there's always going to be something with somebody that annoys you. I mean, my parents have been married for a long time, and there's always something that my dad does that gets on her nerves, and that's just the way it is. But, you know, she's not going to leave him for it. But, there's, like, when you start complaining about it more than just accepting it, then that's definitely a sign that you're about to break up, for sure.
Okay, Blogzilla?
I agree. Like, when you start to, your emotions and your feelings start to change, it definitely means, you know, it's time to start packing your bags and end that relationship. If you, when you first got in the relationship, if you threw the coochie up in the air and it turned into sunshine, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you get it and you throw it up in the air and it like starts to rain and snow and feel like Atlanta weather, time to go. No, because Atlanta got real weird weather. Like it'll be raining, thunderstorming 1 minute, and then it'll be smoggy, and then it'll be sunny. That's terrible weather.
And also, for those of you who, I know I just got an email, somebody had an issue getting in. They were trying to call in, and they couldn't. If you want to call in, you can call in at 347-677-1412, 347-677-12. Okay, now for the number one reason, which is a sign that you are about to break up, is...
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
No sex. The sex stops. There is no sex. Blockville, I know you tried to touch on this before, so I'm going to take the lead on this one.
Yeah, once you stop having sex, it's a wrap. If that's not a sign that you're about to break up, you definitely should just break it up anyway. Like, if you were having sex, like, 2 or 3 times a week, and then you're having sex, like, -5 times a week, then you definitely need to end that relationship quick. Sex is very important. Either she talks to somebody else or she got something. One or the other.
Oh, my God.
No, for real.
Well,
she needs time to let it clear.
I'm not going to say this time, but maybe every now and again. You never know. Different strokes from different folks. So, you know
yeah,
how that goes.
But, I mean, well, I don't think so though. I think that I agree with him. I think that if you're not having sex or if you're not intimate in any way, shape or form, then it's definitely a wrap. I mean, you know, you get those guys that are like, oh, well, I'm just tired. And what guy do you know is going to turn? You know what I mean? Like, who do you know that's going to be like, I'm too tired to have sex. I'm just too tired. I don't feel good. I don't, whatever. You know, okay, that means he doesn't want to. That means he's not into you anymore, and that means it's time to go.
Okay, good point.
God damn it.
What we're going to talk about next is ways to break up with somebody. This has happened to me and my girlfriends that I've had. Being that we are in the age of new technology, some men think that it's appropriate to break up with somebody via text message.
No.
You know what? I got broken up with in a blog before.
No, you did not.
Where is Vaughn? I was dealing with this chick back on MySpace. I'm not on MySpace. That's probably my number one mistake right there. And she wrote this blog one day. And I'm like, no, she didn't just break up with me in a blog. I said, no. We need to talk. I didn't even care that she broke up with me. But the fact that she broke up with me in a blog was kind of like, wow. This is crazy. In a blog. That's worse than being broken up within
crazy.
A poking mode.
But you know what? In this age of technology, with everybody on in MySpace, let me tell you how you know somebody has broken up with you. When you go to your man's page and you see somebody else consistently commenting on your man's page, and you go to that girl's page and he's telling her how much he loves her and how wonderful a woman she is, and he doesn't even tell you that, maybe something's going on that you don't know about, and maybe it's time for you to move on. And that's why I say, well, I know Facebook, MySpace, Bebo, and all those other social networks have broken up so many people I know, because
that's
people
true.
Go on here with the people that they're cheating on and cheating with and think people are not going to click and see what you're writing. Like, we're not JoJo Sasha head. How do you feel about that, Blockzilla?
Right, or you go to some chick's page and her page is all of a sudden private, so you can't see.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
See, you guys are being borderline stalkers. MySpace allows crazy women like you two to, no, I'm just joking. But it
what?
Allows, no, you guys talk about, I'm going to her page to read her comments. I don't read anybody's comments, not even mine. I read my comments, but I don't read anybody's comments because I feel like that's a violation of privacy. They're their
right.
comments. But MySpace allows stalker behavior.
It
like
does,
going to
does.
Someone else's page who you don't know to see if your man left a comment there.
Yeah,
stalker.
Yep. That sure is.
But
you're right.
But it's totally okay because it's MySpace. Like,
right.
If you go to your man's page or your girl's page and you're no longer in their top friends, they
there
just
you
broke
go. Up. That's it. That's it right there. They took you out. And that's
I know
it.
You did not just say that. Oh, my
it's
God.
True.
I had a
it's
best
true.
Friend. I don't mean to interrupt you guys, but I had a best friend. This happened to her 2 days ago. She was the number two person in her person's MySpace friend list, and all of a sudden she went all the way down to 32. She thought that she was paranoid. She was like, should I be freaking out that I'm no longer number two on my person's page and now I'm number 30?
Right, she's not
you know
top
what I mean?
Friends anymore.
Give her my
right, it's crazy. It's crazy, and I want to touch on something.
She could be my number one.
I want to touch on something that Blockzilla said a little bit earlier. So, Blockzilla, let's say, for example, because your girlfriend says, or your girlfriend is always going on MySpace and Facebook and updating pictures and things that she's doing. So, it's not that the girl is being a stalker when she goes, if you're the type of person that consistently updates your page. Maybe she just wants to see some new pictures that you've taken or some new things that you do, especially as a blogger or as a writer. She may want to go and see what, and at when she's on your page and she sees the same girl saying how much she loves you over and over again in 5 different messages, that's not being a stalker. She's seeing some other woman telling her man she loves him. No, that's not cool. So
no.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear what you got to say about that.
My thing is, see, I'm different. I'm not a normal person. Like, because of my blog and the type of blog that I have, and when I write blogs, like, I eat pussy till I burp, or all up in your middle, ooh, you taste like Skittles. It tends to draw that reaction. So me having a girlfriend and doing what I do is sort of difficult because I get a lot of, oh, Blogzilla, I love you, or oh, Blogzilla, I just love your site, or I can't believe this, Blogzilla. So I get a lot of that. So in order to be my girlfriend, you have to be able to deal with that because I can't stop what I do for you. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't expect them to stop doing. But it's a thin line. Now, if you suspect you know your significant other of actually acting on this and giving the girl a reason to love you outside of literature, or if he's not a blogger like me, then yeah, you definitely need to check him on that.
Yeah, because I'm talking about, I really enjoyed spending the time with you last night. I really enjoyed being down with you last night. You are such an amazing man, and I'm so lucky to have you in my life. That's a bit overkill.
Out loud. You can't do that out loud. You know we got to keep that on the down low.
It has been on, I've seen it on people's page. Leanne, how do you feel about this? Because, again, we are talking about MySpace and Facebook, but let's just be realistic. This is what's going on right now.
I have MySpace, but I'm not a, you know, it's basically for my business and it's for nothing more. Like, I don't use it to communicate back and forth with other guys or anything like that, you know. But I mean, I do understand. I mean, I've had girlfriends that have been broken up with on MySpace, and I've seen them, you know, like I went to his page and I'm not in his top. No. I'm like, why are you stressing about this? If you're not up there anymore, then you don't need to be with him. If he's, you know what I mean. It's almost like MySpace has encouraged adults to recess into like high school behavior.
I had a girl once on MySpace hit me up and asked me for my email address, and I'm thinking maybe she wants to add me to Instant Messenger or whatever. And she sends me naked pictures of her.
I knew you were going to say that. It's like
in front of my website.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow. Like, that's absolutely crazy to me. And so MySpace is, you know, can be a very interesting and dangerous place if you have a girlfriend. Like, it's crazy.
Well, but don't you remember, though, Black Planet, which was, like, the first little social networking experiment, you know, and that quickly became Craft Planet because every single person on there that had a page had naked pictures everywhere.
Yeah. Black Planet is the devil.
Oh, that's so funny. I told my girlfriend to tune in today, so I hope that she's actually listening to the show because I told her that she was freaking out and it wasn't a big deal that her boyfriend or the guy that she was involved with moved her from number 2 to number 32, but I hope she's listening and maybe she wants to rethink that. So we only have 7 minutes left, but I do want to talk to you guys on how did you or somebody you know got through a breakup?
Blue Magic and Anthony Hamilton. No, seriously. I got through a breakup with Blue Magic and Anthony Hamilton. Blue Magic, if you ever sad, they write the most depressing songs, but you're like, damn, I know I'm hurt, but this guy right here.
Right.
Like,
can't get no lower than that.
if you ever listen to the lyrics of Shot Sideshow and Three Ring Circus, and then Anthony Hamilton's I'm a Mess Right Now.
I like that song, yeah.
I Can't Eat, Haven't Shaved. It doesn't get any worse than that. So they got me through my break.
How about Aretha Franklin? What's that song she got? It was on the way. I cannot think about what the name of that song was, but it is the ultimate breakup theme song. All Baby Something Something. I don't know, but that was totally the song. But what a lot of my friends say helped them get over the breakup, and I won't totally object because I feel like you need time to really get through it, is that they'll just go on to the next one.
Yeah.
They'll just be dating somebody the next week. And I honestly think that you need a little time before you go to the next person. How y'all feel about that?
A rebound helps. A rebound definitely helps you get over it, and it allows you time to actually heal while not being so hurt, because it takes your mind off of it. Because when you're just sitting there and you give yourself that time, now granted you do need time to let it out of your system, mm-hmm. but at the same time, spending 24 hours in the house crying out your eyes and eating Haagen-Dazs isn't really hot. You know what I mean? Right. So, like, my homeboy Lemon from Death Poetry Jam, he said, I'd rather get jumped by 30 niggas than have my heart broken, because after a week, you know, if I get jumped, I'm okay. But if
right.
I get my heart broken a month later, I'm still curled up on my floor saying, I just want to die.
Right,
so,
right. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I went through a breakup not too long ago, last November. And so for a while for me, it was just like, wow, okay. You know, it wasn't like I was sitting on the couch eating Haagen-Dazs, but at the same time, I was just kind of like, you know, I mean, I'm a single mother, I have a son, and do I want to put my family through this again? And kind of like, well, you know, like I just started thinking about how I would be more careful about the next person that I sort of let into my son's life.
Yes, yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
And so I spent more time thinking about that. Like, I definitely, you know, like, went out on some dates and stuff, you know, and I'm still, and I told my girlfriend the other day, I said, I'm going to be 42 years old in April. I'm probably going to end up like my grandmother and be like a little spinster. That's fine with me. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I'm at this place in my life where it really, where like, you know, like having a relationship and marriage and things like that aren't really as much of a priority as they probably were when I was in my 20s.
If I ever get my heart broken again, I'm going to be a sugar daddy.
Are you? There you go.
For real, I'm just gonna. If I next time I get my heart broken, I'm just gonna say F it. I'm just gonna get me a nice little 18-year-old, 19-year-old, and just buy her Pop Tarts and McDonald's for the rest of her college life. And
right
that's
there, you go. Well, look, I got a young one right now, and I'm just surprised that like young people are even looking at me. So that's cool.
Oh, you're a cougar.
Huh? I know I am. I'm a cougar, right? So it's like, I mean, you know, whatever.
Well, I will say this, though, you guys. Even though, you know, getting your heart broke hurts so bad, the chance that we take, you know, in order to find that person, and Lord willing that you will get that person one day. And I also, my analogy is having your heart broke is like somebody dropping an iron on your pinky toe to the 10th degree. That's how bad it hurts to me. And I hate to go through it, but unfortunately, it's just a part of, you know, really trying to find that one. So I would definitely, everything you guys have said is really good. But me personally, I can't just jump first because I may be jumping into it for the wrong reasons. And I don't want to ruin a great guy for the next person. And it's like when I've broken up with somebody, I do try to go out and have a good time, but if it's really, really fresh, I can't do anything because I'll see a couple and I'll just start bawling and take it. So with me, I honestly think when I'm first going through a breakup, just staying at the house, eating like crazy, watching The Notebook.
Oh, wow. Don't do that to yourself.
I don't look like suicide, right?
Right, right.
But I do that. For like the first 2 weeks and after that, I'm able to go out and just start, you know, okay, it's time for me to move on. It's time for me to go to the next step. We actually have less than a minute remaining. So I do want to thank our special call-in people, Blogzilla and Leanne. Thank you so much. You can definitely check Blogzilla out at www.blogzilla.com. Leanne, give everybody your website one more time for me.
www.themakeupgirlblog.com.
Okay, awesome. Also, you guys, if you didn't get to listen to the whole show, you can always just go back and refresh and go to the same link maybe in 10 or 15 minutes because you're going to archive the show. Please forward anybody that you want to. Remember that we will be on next Sunday at 6 p.m. where the topic will be Memoirs of a Jump Off. This is going to be a really good show, and we're going to be talking to some women that are currently jump offs and former jump offs and just basically how to deal with them. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in to Say What with Classy Diva. Make sure to add us as a favorite, and there's also an option for you to add us as a reminder so you don't have to worry about forgetting, and you can also email us at
klmc1997@gmail.com. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, world. My name is Darren Rich.
And I am Israel Jacobs.
We write,
we speak,
and we teach. We are the Rich Jacobs Company. And as well, world, look out for our highly anticipated theatrical production. You paint the picture.
Paint the picture, ladies. This is for you guys. It is from a man's perspective of how a woman is supposed to be treated. Ladies, this is a must-see.
For more information about the Rich Jacobs Company, go to their website at www.therichjacobscompany.com.